Did you know that the Gardener's Workshop offers online courses? Whether you're a gardener or a flower farmer, we cover it all, allowing you to increase your skills at your own pace. So check out our full list of courses today at thegardenersworkshop.com. The Gardener's Workshop, turning all thumbs green.
Hey friends, welcome back to another Field and Garden podcast. It is your friend in flowers and your host, Lisa Mason Ziegler, and Happy New Year, friends. I'm doing this with a video. So if you're listening to me over on a podcast app, just know that if you want to maybe see the backdrop that I'm sitting in front of, which is our dried flowers, which are our leftovers. That was probably the tip of the year 2 years ago that Ellen Frost taught me, right? Is that we dry everything that we would call compost, right? Stuff that was going out the door as trash. And as you can see, it's really kind of beautiful. And so I invite you to check that out. You can see it over on my YouTube channel. So, but other than that, it's just my face sitting here talking to you today about facing the fear of business. And I think that this is just a great topic to dive into as we're in the new year. And if you're a flower farmer, here in the United States, you know, most of us are in winter. We're in that mode of when we're not harvesting, which for me, that's the big difference between off season and in season. The minute we started cutting and harvesting flowers, the world outside of my flower farm stopped because it's just so much work, right? I mean, in addition to seed starting and planting and maintaining the garden, now all of a sudden you have to harvest and prepare and sell and deliver and all the other parts of flower farming. So life as we knew it would really end. So many of us in January, and this is January of 2024, can't believe it, y'all. This is my 26th year in business. Many of us are deep into doing something. And so when I start, it's really easy to get deep, right, in doing stuff when you're not having to balance and juggle all the balls at once. But I do want to say something that will start happening for me. I don't know about you. It's really easy for me to plan these grand schemes, but then when it comes time to actually execute them, make them happen, and to make them be profitable and successful, I mean, oh my gosh, my brain just starts sending up flares saying, you made a big mistake. You shouldn't have done that. Oh my gosh, what are you going to do? And I just want to say that that is totally normal. Right. And that's what I'm going to kind of talk about today is facing the fears of business, because I think what really helps me is looking to people that I look up as mentors to hear them saying after they are super successful, been in business for a long time, talk about being afraid. It's like, oh my gosh, maybe it's not just me. Right. I think that being a part of a community of like-minded people that are really having the same kind of why they are in this business and doing it, why it is so significant to be a member of a community like that. Because friends, when you are afraid, this is just a great place to go in and to, you know, express your fear and have other people chime in and just lift you right up, right? I always envision in my mind, I'm thinking of one specific issue in my course private Facebook group. This was a couple, 3 years ago. A new grower was expressing just terror over something that had happened. And it was a mistake that she made, right? And then the worst thing that could possibly happened. And she came into the group and expressed it. And immediately, I mean, we just had comment after comment of other growers coming in and saying, oh my gosh, I did the same thing. This is how what I did to fix it. Or, oh my goodness, I almost was ready to do that. But it's like, hey, you're not alone. That is what community really is so helpful in helping us to face these fears. That's why even, you know, I've been flower farming. I flower farmed for 25 years, And I was still facing so many fears. And then, and I'm kind of in new arenas, right? In different areas of business. And I just cannot tell you how reassuring it is to face your fears, because, and that's just, I want to just talk about, because these tests of these ideas you come up with and these things that you want to do, are, and then you do them. Those are your tests. Those are your lessons. And all of those tests and lessons develop perseverance, y'all. And perseverance is like the secret sauce to being an entrepreneur or being a small business owner. And it's, what is perseverance? And so, y'all, I did write notes because I wanted to not get too totally lost. As you know, I can go down rabbit holes. So what is perseverance? That was one thing I thought. What exactly is the definition of perseverance? Perseverance is persistence in doing something despite difficulties or delay in achieving success. And that is really hard. And I think that people tend to say, oh, well, I don't have that kind of personality. You know, I mean, I have a lot of people in my life that I look at a glass of half full water and think of it half full, and other people look at it and see it 100% is half empty. And you can change that. I used to be that other person that used to look at everything from, you know, the bottom looking up and not seeing the top looking down version. Having to persevere is like a habit you need to create and practice. And if you want to practice a lot, start a small business. So continuing to keep getting up every morning and to keep doing this, to actually achieve despite failures, difficulties, and opposition. And so I came across what I thought were some great examples that all of us may know about. And, you know, for me, as I mentioned, that I have business mentors that I just love hearing them air their dirty laundry and talking about how scared they were, how bad they screwed up, how much money they lost, how much overwhelmed they felt. And it just reassured me so much is what got me here. So I am here to say to you, if you're feeling overwhelmed, that is perfectly normal. That's exactly the way you should be feeling, because let's look back at a few people, or not even just look back. Let's just talk about some people that had issues. Let's talk first about Thomas Edison, y'all, the man that invented the light bulb. Do you know how many thousands of failures he had? I actually think about him when I made the shift, or when we brought the Swift commercial soul blocker into our mix of soul blocking, seed starting, right? I can remember Bobo and I standing in this very room, and it was like our first try. We did it all wrong. First off, we didn't really have time to really give it a good try. We were rushed. We'd really hadn't watched anybody else do it. We just kind of grabbed it and tried to do it. Well, we were a dismal failure. I mean, it was the worst. And Bobo and I looked at each other and said, oh my gosh, we'll never do this. This is not going to work. We put it aside and we didn't touch it then for a couple, 3 weeks. And then I happened to see somebody's video doing it. And I thought, we've got to try that again. How many times do you think Thomas Edison faced failure after failure? I have so much respect for people that achieve just things that have changed the world, right? And think about, he didn't have the internet. He didn't even really have books, hardly, right? I mean, they were printing books by hand back then. I mean, think of the perseverance that that man must have had, right? And then in, you know, common day, let's look at Elon Musk. How many challenges and setbacks did that guy have with Teslas and his space program? I mean, he just kept after it and after it and after it. And, you know, you just have to stop and think, no, you might not change the world the way that these two guys did, but that's not even really my goal, right? And then the one that I just think of the most patient and faithful guy ever was Nelson Mandela. He sat in prison for 27 years, persevering, and then went on to become president of his country. And, you know, those are really big ones. But if you need to think about it, think about me. You know, if you're one of my followers, and I'm telling you all, it is not all unicorns and rainbows over here, but that's business. And to just keep pushing and to keep persevering. And so if there is one thing that I have learned, and, you know, my husband gives me a pep talk almost every morning at the breakfast table because I'm lamenting over what a problem I have with whatever. And he kind of brings it all back. But here's something that his encouragement has helped me to face fears like nobody's tomorrow. And here's what I have discovered, y'all. Fear appears to be a mile wide, but I have found it to only be an inch deep. Think about that. Fear is a mile wide, but it's only an inch deep. You just have to face it to find that out. And so words that I think about, I mean, you know, if you want to write one word on the palm of your hand and dwell on it throughout your tough days, what are some of those words better than perseverance, right? Endure, hold on, keep going, persist, press on, pursue, stand firm. And friends, that community that I was talking about, when you aren't able to stand firm by yourself, that's when you rush to the people that know exactly what you're facing. And, you know, that's when you really lean into the community that you've built. And that's one of the things that I find that is the most undervalued, because people don't really realize how valuable having a strong community that's kind of focused on what you're focused on, how valuable that really can be for you. So some of the tips for moving forward, just things that I find to be really helpful to me, whether it was me when I started my flower farm 25 years ago and how it's developed. And I am facing new areas of business as we pursue different things, that it's like I'm right back at the beginning of flower farm, and meaning I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. I've got to seek out somebody that's been there, done that, so I can learn the quickest, easiest way to do everything. So some of the things that I think about is, I think having a mentor that is ahead of you is priceless. And that is somebody that's actually done what it is that you're trying to do, and that you can learn from, follow along with, and also taking baby steps. You know, we talk about this all the time. Start small, conquer how to do the job before you start ramping it up, right? Because let me tell you what happens when you start small. You have all these little successes. What do those successes do? They build amazing confidence. Confidence is the number one thing that holds us back, y'all. I mean, I look back and say things like, why in the heck did I not do that 10 years ago? Why? Because I was afraid. That's the bottom line. For a fear is what our brain does to protect us, y'all. You just have to know that that's normal. You have to learn how to accept it, process it, and say, okay, got it, filing that away, and I'm moving on. Taking small steps is the way, you know, have you heard people say, how do you eat an elephant? One little bite at a time. Not that anybody really wants to eat an elephant, right? But taking little baby bites of a big thing is the way to get success. To make progress, you have to do the things that you're afraid of. I mean, that's me. Oh my gosh. I mean, when we face this time of the year, when we have to bring in big bulk stock of expensive products, which are a big commitment. I mean, still in the back of my mind, y'all, little boxes pop up and say, you're never going to sell them. you know, tomorrow your store just may end. Literally, these are things that go through my mind, but that is my brain's way of trying to protect me. But I have, you know, I have a saying written on my desk. I think I've actually posted a picture of this piece of paper. It sits right below my screen of my desktop, and it says, trust the process. And what does that mean for me? It means trust the process of business. That is the way business is. You have to trust that customers are going to come. They are going to want what you offer, and they're going to purchase it and be happy. Because the rest of my business has built that, has made that pathway for people, right? So to make progress, to move forward, you have to do the thing you're most afraid of. But just always remember, fear is a mile wide, but it's only an inch deep, right? And I'm just going to wrap this up that no one's going to do this for you. Nobody's coming to save you. This is when you decided to start your business. You know, that's one of the things we talk about is figuring out in the get-go why you want to start a business is so important, because it's this fear. That's when you're going to think of, okay, this is why I'm doing this. I want to move forward. My why is important enough that I'm going to push through this and have faith that it's going to work, because you're going to trust the process. And when you go through the steps and set up your process and your business as best you can, because friends, let me tell you, do you know how many times I've hit the reset button in my life, time of being in business? A lot of times. And in fact, that's what keeps a business growing and moving forward, is being willing to just hit that reset button. And don't take yourself too seriously. And I'll give you this great example before I end this here. So we are in January of 2024. And I, you know, grow cool flowers, right? And I'm in the middle of the city, which means I really can't have a true deer fence because of city ordinances. They're too tall. And so we've really not really had a whole lot of deer pressure throughout my growing career. We've always had a few deer, but they just don't do enough damage to make me want to do something about it, right? So the deer pressure has gotten worse as the last little bit of native lands have had houses built on them around me. And so this particular year, actually it started happening in the end of the summer. They started eating our sunflowers. All these years of us growing hundreds of thousands of sunflowers, and our deer just never really ate them. Well, that ended last summer. And so this winter, you know, one of the reasons when we plant, fall plant cool flowers, I use lightweight row cover to cover them, not really for the cold protection, but to protect our transplants from deer grazing and rabbit grazing, and also from wind. So that's been a really big part of those few deer that are around that kept them from grazing. I immediately would cover my cool flowers. Well, it's been so warm in Virginia this particular year now, we had to uncover our cool flowers because they were just growing so fast. Well, our Godetia, which happens to be deer candy, they just came in and just literally mowed it almost to the ground. And I posted a social media video showing it. Actually, the video was posted probably the end of December. If you want to go check out my reels on Instagram at the end of December. And people were surprised how calm and cool and collected I was about the deer eating one of my crops to the ground. Well, first off, I took no measures to protect my plant, y'all. You know, it was my own fault. I created the situation, which is so often the case, right? But, you know, when something like that happens, the water has gone over the dam, y'all. It's time to jump into triage to fix it or to trash it and move on. And I think that my ability to do that is rooted in my great fear. I just push stuff away and move on so I don't have to face the fear. But that has served me really, really well in building my business, because I'm willing to take risks. And I'm willing to accept the failures and just move on. And so that's kind of my little take on getting through the fears of business. And business and fear should be like Those are two words that just should go together. One is required of the other if you're going to move forward. So I just want to remind everybody that it's your business. You are the only one in control. You're the only one that can change things. And no one is going to save you, or no one else is going to do it for you. You are going to have to be the one. And that I am your living proof that having to face fears never ends when you're in business. Every year I like to think, oh, next year, oh my gosh, it's going to be smooth sailing. It's not going to be smooth sailing, because if you stop facing growing your business, then the challenges would go away and your business will just fizzle. So friends, I want to close and just say, remember that this podcast is brought to you by thegardenersworkshop.com. We'd love to have you venture over there and check us out. We have a fully stocked online garden shop, online courses, tons of resources. You can connect with both of our podcasts, Field and Garden, as well as Seed Talk with Lisa and Lane. And friends, you can also connect with my live QVC type shopping show. Get our app and you can find us at your phone's app store. Just search Gardeners Workshop. Watch replays and join me live on Fridays. All right, friends, until we meet again. Ciao.